Changing a person's attitude on a subject can be tricky. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aviva Philip Muller, assistant professor of marketing at the Beatty School of Business at Simon Fraser University, explains how to do it.
Anti-science attitudes are a huge problem. From denying the existence of climate change to vaccination refusal, anti-science attitudes cause harm to society. Leaning on decades of research on attitudes, persuasion, and social identity, we identify four bases for understanding why people have anti-science attitudes. They are, one, the scientific source, such as the scientist or a journalist, is seen as not credible. They're seen as untrustworthy or biased. Two, the person identifies with a group that is anti-science, such as when video gamers are resistant to hearing about evidence that video games can be harmful. This basis can even come about when people identify with a group that has been historically exploited by science and are therefore hesitant to take scientists at their word. Three, the scientific message is contrary to their existing beliefs and preferences, so it's uncomfortable to hear. To someone who loves driving gas-guzzling cars, it's a tough pill to swallow to learn that these are harmful to the environment. Four, the scientific information is framed in a way that doesn't jibe with how they typically think about this type of issue or even information in general. For example, scientists often hedge and express uncertainty when discussing their findings, but some people can't tolerate uncertainty or ambiguity, so they're more likely to reject information framed in this way. Politics are such a powerful force when it comes to anti-science attitudes because they feed into each of these four bases. The good news is that understanding these bases helps point to potential solutions that target the specific reasons people are anti-science. Once you know why someone is rejecting the latest piece of scientific evidence, you can much more readily steer them back to shore.
That was Aviva Philip Muller of Simon Fraser University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.